The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities. Featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists, Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here's your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning. This is Making Life Brighter, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. Today, we have a very special guest. Nancy Levin is a new author for a fabulous teaching memoir called Jump and Your Life Will Appear. Nancy, good morning and welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. This is a real treat for us because Nancy is... She has actually written another book, Writing for My Life is one of her other books. However, Nancy has been a Hay House special events director, and she's been working for Hay House Publishing for some time now. Is that correct?
I was the event director for 12 years and just left my position at the end of August.
Wow. That's so exciting, isn't it? I mean,
yep,
here you are and you're...
Another big jump.
you're jumping into something brand new for you. And now you're taking this book out and you're speaking about what it is that you're teaching in this teaching memoir, correct?
Yes, I am.
That's fantastic. So you've worked with all these great big authors. You've worked with Wayne Dyer and Greg Braden and our favorite Louise L. Hay. And
absolutely.
You have had a magical story. I mean, you've had the dream career.
I have. It was absolutely a dream job. I was so blessed to travel around the world, really, for over a decade with the greatest minds and teachers in the field of self-empowerment and motivation and inspiration, and extraordinarily grateful to have many of them as dear friends.
Wow, that is so exciting. And that makes your book even more exciting because you take us through a personal journey in this book of your own tragedy and a difficulty you had with your marriage. And through that came self-realization. And you're teaching other people how to jump and trust and then land on your feet again.
Yeah, and so much of it is, you know, we're so attached to our idea of security and certainty. And even when we're miserable, so many of us stay put because we are comfortable in the misery. It's what we know.
It's familiar, and
it's familiar, exactly. But the truth is that when we step in to uncertainty and not knowing, we then allow for new options and new possibilities to present themselves. And what I have found in my own life and in the life of my clients, what is waiting for us on the other side of our greatest fear are gifts and opportunities that we could never have imagined for ourselves.
That couldn't have been said any better. Now, Nancy's an integrative coach, and she also has private clients and group classes. And you can go to www.nancylevin.com. That's nancylevin.com. And learn more about the different workshops she has and the things that she's doing and also where she'll be speaking. And if you haven't had a chance to hear her story live, this is something that you'll definitely want to hear in the future at some point when she's out speaking about this book or taking her courses. You have an amazing story in this, and it's a story I'm sure many people across the world can relate to. So tell us how this came about. What was it that happened to you that caused you to write this book?
So this book was really born out of my own personal experience of leaving an 18-year marriage. And I found myself in a very critical crisis point, a choice point. On my way home from producing Hay House's very first I Can Do It at Sea cruise, and discovered that my husband of nearly 18 years had read my journals. And I had been an avid journal keeper. I have a master's in poetry. I've been keeping journals since I was 11 years old. I had over 70 volumes. And at that point, I really was in panic because I had no idea what he read.
I know. It's, you know, when you read this book, it's so riveting because she takes you through this journey and it's like, oh my God, anybody could relate to that moment where suddenly your most personal feelings about your own life and how you tell them in your journal or speak to your own spirit has suddenly been, in a way, betrayed by someone and then held against you in your case.
Exactly. And, you know, so as, you know, as the drama ensued that evening of me getting on the plane and flying home and not listening to any voicemails that had come in. And on my way driving home, I realized in that moment, which is really became the first step in the book, I really knew that I needed to come clean with myself. I needed to admit to myself what I already knew to be true, which was that my marriage had been crumbling for quite some time. And I also knew that I needed to tell the truth to someone safe. And at that point, I called my very dear friend, Cheryl Richardson, and she had let me know, you know, not a good idea to go home tonight. She suggested that I book myself in to the St. Julian Hotel, which is just a couple blocks from where I live in Boulder, Colorado, and that if I decided to go talk to him, that I at least had an escape route, so to speak. I had somewhere to go, and I had an exit strategy, because the tone of his voicemails were all along the line, were all threatening, and all along the lines of, "You better get your ass home. There's hell to pay." So I knew what I was walking into at that point. So I did go to the hotel, drop my bags, and on my way walking to my condo. He must have heard me coming because as I walked in the front door, he was standing there with four of my journals in his hand. And he said to me, "I'm going to make copies of pages and send them to your parents, your sister, your friends, your coworkers, and let's see what happens when they learn about the real Nancy."
And how did you feel? What happened to you in that moment?
In that moment, so he knew my greatest fear was any sort of exposure. I'm someone who had lived my life by the motto, never let them see you sweat. And I had been very busy projecting an image of perfection to the world and very busy managing the perceptions of others. And so in that moment, I knew that I had a choice. I could either go back to sleep and numb out and stay stuck, or I could embark upon really the biggest jump of my life. And what I will say is that it was a process. It's not something that happened overnight. I didn't leave my marriage the next day. It took me actually nearly 2 years to leave. But what I did that night is I went back to the hotel. I was able to get myself out and get myself to a place where I could think for myself about what I needed to do in order to move forward. And since he's not someone in my experience who was a bluffer, I knew that he would do what he meant, what he said he would do. I knew that he would call my parents. And I knew that he would call my sister.
Did he actually do it?
So I actually took matters into my own hands. And I called my parents and got them both on the phone. And I said to them, "We're probably getting divorced." And my mother said, "I'm not surprised."
Isn't that funny how everyone else might see something in our world that we can't see or won't see?
Yep. And then my mother said, "What happened?" And I said, "He read my journal and he discovered that I had an affair 8 years ago." And my mother, without skipping a beat, said, "I can't believe you've had to carry this around all by yourself for 8 years."
Isn't that beautiful?
And in that moment, I knew that the greatest gift in my divorce would be a deepening with my mother. And what I really have come to learn is that we are all hiding something that we think we need to hide in order to be loved and accepted. So it may not be some big secret or skeleton in the closet. It may be an aspect of ourselves that we're ashamed of or embarrassed by or that we feel guilty around. But I have seen this time and time again with my clients that we're all we want to be loved. And we are all fighting this feeling of unworthiness and unlovability.
And you took on a job where you really couldn't let anyone else down. So here you were working in this very public field with these tremendous authors, world-renowned, and you're the one coordinating everything for them and making sure everything goes off without a hitch. And yet...
And I had really, you know, I often say that, you know, when my husband and I met, it was as if he introduced himself by saying to me, "Hi, I'm broken." And I said, "Great, I'm Superwoman. I will fix you." And I really lived into this Superwoman myth of my own making. And I was so empty inside that the only thing I knew how to do was to seek external validation to feel worthy. That all of my productivity, every action, all my producing, all my running around and making everything happen for everything else was really about this endless chase for gold stars. But the truth of the matter is that no gold star will ever be enough. And so it wasn't until I was able to understand that I needed to resolve internally first what I had been seeking externally. It wasn't until then that I could really access my own self-love, which was the massive turning point.
Absolutely. And it took great courage to do that. Now, we're going to be right back in just a minute after our sponsors, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk more with Nancy and about courage and forgiveness and how she managed this situation, because this is a common situation for people all over. And many people will be able to relate to this book and learn tremendous amounts about themselves in this book that she's written. Jump and Your Life Will Appear, an inch-by-inch guide to making a major change by Nancy Levin. And you can go to www.nancylevin.com to learn more about her. This is Making Life Brighter, and we'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype. Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
For 27 years, KidStar has empowered thousands of kids across the country.
And now we have the opportunity to empower children around the world.
KidStar is announcing a new radio show called Voyage Earth.
Voyage Earth will empower kids from across the world.
KidStar has created a Kickstarter campaign just for this new undertaking. By pledging to Kickstarter, you pledge for a future of empowered people to come.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworms. I want to thank you for being a backer of our Kickstarter.
KidStar, we empower kids.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. This is Winifred Adams with Making Life Brighter, and we have special guest today, Nancy Levin, author of Jump and Your Life Will Appear. And Nancy was just telling us her amazing story that was the catalyst for this book. And the book is now something that will go out into the world and can help people who are also having a struggle with a life change that might seem daunting. And Nancy was telling us that in the first segment, her husband discovered in her journals that she had an affair 8 years earlier, and he had found this. So, Nancy, you knew your marriage was over, and you found solace in your mother's response to you. How did you find the actual courage to leave when you were essentially pleasing and pleasing all the time? How did you change yourself?
Yeah, I mean, and that was really the crux of the issue for me, like so many of us who are people pleasers and who are conditioned to abandon ourselves for the sake of another. And what had happened in my marriage was that it was as if, you know, we were really a match made in heaven. Our core wounds completely plugged into one another. And as the marriage progressed and as we became more enmeshed, and as I began sublimating my desires in service of his, I really stopped living my own life.
You stopped being authentic to your own spirit, really. You lost your soul.
I completely stopped. And this is something I see with my clients time and time again, whether it's relationship-oriented, whether it's empty nest situation, whether it's career, whether it's geography. It's when we come to this realization that in my case, marriage was a very long time for me to be away from myself. It's when we come to this realization that, wow, I have been living someone else's life, and it's time to live my own.
How many years have you been married?
So I've been married for 18 years.
Wow, that's a long
time. And it took me 2 years, just under 2 years, to actually leave and be separated. And what this was me having to go through this process of understanding that it was no longer about fixing him or saving the marriage. It was only about healing myself. And I had to come to the understanding that no one else knew what was best for me but me.
Absolutely. Now, you at some point through this process had to learn to forgive.
I did.
As I'm sure it was a step-by-step process just with that, because it comes in layers, doesn't it?
Well, and really, ultimately, forgiveness of anyone or anything begins with self-forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been carrying so much guilt, so much shame around my infidelity, that I was really believing that I deserved the punishment that I was receiving.
But did you go back and understand the reason for the infidelity in the first place? Because
absolutely. And I really do. And I speak to that because, you know, at that time, I am in no way condoning infidelity. I'm not saying that what I did was great. I'm saying that who I was at that time wanted out of the marriage, and she had no idea how to get out.
Right.
So.
Now, you had an experience with Louise when you felt at the breaking point. And what did Louise L. Hay tell you that reassured you?
There are a few things that she told me. One in particular that she told me was that I was the only thinker in my own head. And that was really critical for me to understand, because the situation with my now ex-husband was that there was a fair amount of him really trying to control my thoughts and him having me believe that I didn't know what I thought. But a really important piece was around the perfectionism that I had been upholding, because I had gone to Louise and I really had to admit to her that I wasn't perfect. And I very clearly remember that she, you know, looked deep in my eyes and let me know that, you know, she said, "Darling, did you really think I thought you were the only one who was?" And I really did. But in that moment, she became my personalized affirmation action figure. And
she, you couldn't have a better one than that.
No, are you kidding me? No, it was phenomenal, because, you know, so much of the, you know, so two things I want to just go look at here. You know, so much of the forgiveness piece was around forgiving myself and then letting myself be seen.
Mm-hmm. Being seen.
And and with Louise, I was able to be transparent. And I was able to really understand that true intimacy and true connection is born out of the sweet spot where my vulnerability can meet yours.
And, absolutely. And for those that don't understand who Louise is, Louise L. Hay is the founder of Hay House Publications, and she's known for her books for affirmations, and she was one of the forerunners for all of the healing that we're talking about today and how one comes to this conclusion about oneself as we go through it and how to love oneself more. So Nancy's had the pleasure of working with Louise all these years and then has turned out to have Louise in her court at this crucial time in her life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so the other thing was I had to really look and, you know, get a chuckle out of the fact that it was no irony that I was in the position I was in at Hay House. You know, here I was traveling around the world, producing events with all of these authors. And, you know, while I'd had a front row seat and a backstage pass all these years to all these events, it wasn't until I had reached my own crisis that all the teachings could really land in me. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, one of the other pivotal steps in the book is about asking for help. You know, I feared revealing myself to these teachers, many of whom had become dear friends, but I really feared revealing myself. I feared the judgment, which was really only my own judgment that I projected out and that I was expecting back. But when I did reveal myself to them, they were the ones who rallied around me the fiercest, and they were the ones who built this scaffolding around me so that I could be reborn and rebuild myself. And what I really came to understand is that, you know, we seem to think that asking for help, many of us think that asking for help is a sign of weakness. That's what I thought. And I don't like to do anything I don't know how to do, and I don't want to ask for help. But the truth of the matter is that when we do ask for help, then we enlist the strength and the wisdom of those around us, and we're able to draw on that cumulative strength and wisdom.
Now that you've done that and you've been through this process and you've written the book and you're speaking to people, can you ask for help now?
Absolutely, I can.
Take forgiveness and use forgiveness? Like, what were the steps? How? Because people will say, well, okay, forgive. All right, great. Well, forgive. What does that mean, though? How do people forgive?
Forgiveness is really only about one thing. It's really about letting down the burden of resentment. It's releasing what we're carrying around inside of us So regardless of whether it's something that we need to forgive in ourselves or forgive another person for, it really has nothing to do about the other person. Because it's really about relieving ourselves of the burden that we're still carrying, keeping us attached to the negative past. So the only way we're going to be able to move forward in positivity and empowerment is by releasing the negative attachment to the past. And any self-love practice will work. So absolutely Louise Hay mirror work. Absolutely being able to look yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and saying your name, Nancy, I love you. I forgive you. This is powerful to be able to do this. And it sounds simple, and it sounds even a little silly, but I promise you, it is profound. An act of taking a walk, and in the open air, releasing what you feel bound by still. Any sort of journaling where you can release what you might still be hanging on to. Something that you want to be different than it is. Anywhere where you're not in acceptance of what is.
Still, yes, I mean, that's powerful. All these things are powerful. You know, last night I had a very interesting experience that fits right into today. I was working with an old relationship and kind of working it through and letting it go. And I fell asleep after some dialogue with someone. I was awakened in the middle of the night by a hooting. And I got up and went out, and there was a giant owl looking right at me off my balcony, hooing at me. And so I sort of took in the message. I went back to my bed and I lifted up my phone to look at the time. And instead, I didn't see the time. All I saw was a new Twitter follower that was called forgiveness.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, I get it.
Yep. I love it.
Isn't that fun? It's the synchronicity within the synchronicity. So
And again, you know, and any of these ways that we can really be expressing self-love and self-care. So even, you know, getting a massage, doing things that are really kind and gentle for yourself.
Anything that helps us, that soothes us back into a place of self-loving kindness. And we're going to be right back with more with Nancy. This is an amazing book. You all have to get this book. It's a very good Christmas present coming up for anyone. It's called Jump and Your Life Will Appear, an inch-by-inch guide to making a major change. And Nancy's going to walk us through a little bit more of this and tell us some more of her stories and the outcome of what happened after all of this went down. And this was not an easy process for her. So you're listening to Making Life Brighter. You can find us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter. Check us out on MLB Radio on Twitter. And if you'd like to email us, it's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And we'll be right back with more Nancy Levin.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered trans medium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit makinglifebrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit makinglifebrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. This is Making Life Brighter, and my name's Winifred Adams. We're here today with Nancy Levin, author of Jump and Your Life Will Appear, a fantastic teaching memoir, which you all need to go out and get. You can buy it online, and you can go to Nancy's site at www.nancylevin.com. Nancy was telling us her story about how she was in an 18-year marriage that ended, and it wasn't pleasant for her, and that's the impetus for the book. So, Nancy, what actually happened then? I mean, how did you go through these next steps?
So I was able to actually extract myself, and I ultimately was the one who filed for divorce. I would say that the catalyst for me being able to do so was at the invitation of my dear friend and mentor, the late Debbie Ford. I went and did a weekend workshop with her based around her shadow process. And although I had produced this event for her many times, she said, "You're coming, you're letting your staff produce this event, you are sitting your ass in the chair." Mm-hmm. And you are going through the process. And from that experience, I was able to begin to see another way. I was able to begin to see that I had a choice about the way that I wanted to live the rest of my life. And that I could really let the identity that I'd been so afraid of living without, I could let that identity actually die. And after the experience of going through the shadow process, I began actually working with one of Debbie's coaches and then decided to go through her year-long coaching certification training. And I had no intention of being a coach. I had my job at Hay House, which honestly was literally a full-time job for three people that I was doing. And so it was never about coaching. It was that I just wanted to continue this inner work. I wanted to continue the excavation of my interior landscape. And the year-long program was more rigorous than my master's degree. And at the end of it, the truth of the matter is that I was unrecognizable from the woman who began. Yes. And that is what had me want to work with other people, because I want to help other women especially get free.
And it can be for any circumstance. It doesn't necessarily have to be just a divorce. It can. This book can apply to anything in which you're making a major change.
I wrote this book after I'd gone through the divorce and could look back and see that there were 10 very clear steps that I had taken. I love that the subtitle is an inch by inch guide, because I really in my own life, it needed to be digestible. It needed to be accessible for me to make the change. And I know that that's how it is for others. So many of us think we're going to go from A to Z, but we have to go from A to B, B to C, C to D.
Right.
So what I found was that, you know, this past summer when I was really looking down the barrel of leaving my job, I found myself actually picking up my book and going through the 10 steps again. In fact, in my summer jump coaching group, I chose that as my jump, and I worked the 10 steps along with all the group participants, and got myself to the place where I was really clear about timing and about being able to go out on my own.
Now that's when you know you have a good book, because you can use your own book as your own workshop.
Absolutely.
You can go back and apply it.
Absolutely.
Now, when you wrote this book, did you set out to write a teaching memoir? Did you set out to saying, I know these steps, I'm going to do this? Or was it something that came to you organically as you went through it?
I had been writing throughout the entire process of leaving the marriage. And then you mentioned my first book, Writing for My Life, which is really a poetic memoir, essentially. And I pulled that book together first, because first and foremost, I'm a poet. And I started to share pieces of poems at the I Can Do It conferences that Hay House produces that I was emceeing. So Reed Tracy, the president of the company, had said to me, you know, as you're introducing all these authors, why don't you start reading pieces of your poems? And then he was the one who suggested I pull together a book. And then he said, why don't you start sharing pieces of your story? And this felt very vulnerable to me, because it's one thing to get on stage and, you know, explain the bathroom break and introduce Wayne Dyer. It's another thing to bare my soul, you know?
Right, right.
And I also had a lot of fear around, you know, my poems are very personal, and I had a lot of fear that there wouldn't be resonance. But the fact of the matter is that the more specific, the more universal the reach is.
Absolutely.
And that I really began it blew my mind that people would come up to me and say, I thought I came here to hear, you know, Wayne Dyer. I actually needed to hear that poem. Or I needed to hear that piece of your story.
I felt that way when I listened to you. It was that profound. Your poetry is outrageous.
Thank you.
It resonates. You know what? And it stays with you. I don't remember the words. I remember the feeling. And I remember the silence in the audience as you read it, and the building energy and the changing energy. And that's what I walked away with. And I can still feel it in my body when I recall that.
Wow. Thank you. That's profound for me, because, you know, especially as I was saying, I really had a lot of resistance to sharing myself in that way. And then, you know, there was a whole other piece of it that really came into play, which is really ultimately what gave me the courage to leave my marriage, which is really being able to step into my own light,
right.
Really being able to take ownership of my space and my time and my place, so that it was no longer about feeling any less than or feeling unworthy or undeserving or not enough.
And so when you ended that and you knew it was over and you stepped into the new, how did you approach finding someone new? Because you'd been married for so long. And then what? Now you have your confidence back. You're up. You're running. You have a new perspective on who you are. How do you approach that? Well, how did you approach that?
How did I approach re-entering the land of love?
Yes.
So, you know, it really has been extraordinary for me, because I've gone through these phases of really getting into being by myself, which I never felt was about being alone. But I really loved being in this, you know, falling in love with myself first, which is what I really, again, work with a lot of my clients around. And then once that happens, then it felt safe to me to be able to reach out and be with someone else.
Did you find that your personality traits were different, and as you related to people, it was different than it had been in the past?
You know, it's more about what it really is that here's what I believe. I believe that we are in some long trajectory continuum of relationship, and the person who we're in relationship with sort of rotates.
Mm-hmm. So it's the lesson learning that you're going through.
Exactly. So until we learn that lesson, we're going to draw toward us someone who is going to be a mirror for the lesson we need to learn.
So
I feel very fortunate that the man I'm with right now is a very willing participant in both of our healing and is an excellent communicator, conscious relator, so that we're able to bring forth what's going on between us. And in the beginning, it was really tricky for me because there was a lot of projection and overlaying for me. And I had to really understand that at some point he was talking and I no longer heard him. I heard my ex-husband.
That's interesting.
And I really had to see like, oh, I'm not present. I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to come here and be present to what's happening so that I can learn how to release the patterns and behaviors that held me back. So it's like I say it in the book, you know, the prize for winning a video game is the advanced level of the video game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how it is in relationship, I think. It's like we can tackle one, you know, one arena, one issue, one element, and then it's like, okay, bring on the next thing. I really think relationship is, I said this to someone yesterday, I said it's like, to me, being in relationship is like going for, you know, a PhD at an Ivy League school, and you haven't even taken, like you haven't even been to nursery school.
You know, that's a very good analogy. That's great. And we're going to be right back with more, Nancy. We have a little treat for you next segment. Nancy's going to read some of her poetry to us. And you can again go to www.nancylevin.com to learn more about Nancy's workshops, Nancy's books, and where to get them. You'll definitely want to get this book for Christmas. You'll want to read it yourself. It's kind of a must-have for everybody insofar as it helps all of us as we go through a process, and it can be a big or small process. And the book goes step-by-step with the inch-by-inch guide of how to go through the change, and she walks you through that so beautifully. So coupled with her own story, this is really a magnificent read, and it's a quick read at that. It's wonderful. It becomes like a handbook. You can go back to it and then open up and consider more. So we'll be right back with more with Nancy Levin, and this is Making Life Brighter. If you'd like to hear this show over and over again, you can go to the archives on makinglifebrighter.com on the radio tab, and you can hear this again and again. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to be back with some more with Nancy and a few other treats for you.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit makinglifebrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype. Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit makinglifebrighter.com.
Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.makinglifebrighter.com.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. This is Making Life Brighter. My name is Winifred Adams. We're here with Nancy Levin, and she is the author of Jump and Your Life Will Appear. Nancy, we've had a wonderful hour. This has been so great. But before we talk to Nancy and have her read one of her fantastic poems to us, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a product that I use day in and day out in healing work. And I wanted to introduce to you the DermaGrid program. This can be found at the Making Life Brighter website at www.makinglifebrighter.com under DermaGrid. And what it is, it's a scan tool that's used for body system health. Now, all of you know that I work as a medical intuitive and I see some pretty heavy cases in and out. And I use this tool almost daily now. It's fantastic. Now, I can see people and look at their body systems through iridology. I can do it through intuitive work, and I can do it through deductive reasoning and applied kinesiology. But this hand scan is fantastic, and I recommend it for mothers and for people that are in the holistic field, because you can use this simply by taking a picture of the back of your hand or the cheek, and then what it'll do is you fill in a little bit of informational data, and it scans it into a database that's much like a fingerprint scan. And it will cross-reference through the layers of the dermis and go down into the dermis looking at where there's anomalies and issues and compare that with actual data slides that they've had in the software program. And don't you know that every time it comes out accurate? I mean, I've tested hundreds of people with this, and it just is unbelievably accurate. You can plug in different product lines if you need to with this. I happen to be favoring Nature Sunshine more so than the others, but I use many different product lines for whatever people need. But the reason I'm introducing this is because so many people have a need to have this on hand. Like if there's something wrong with your child and you don't know what to do, you can use this scan and then it will tell you what products might be beneficial at the moment and what you could take that would help the situation immediately speaking, and you can do it again. So when that product is up and you're finished with it, you've seen a bit of a change, you can scan again. Now what do I need? Now where am I? So I do that with people that come in the door, but I cross-reference it with actual testing. And it's been proven against blood work, so it's incredibly accurate, and I can't say that enough. But all the information for finding out how you can use this scan tool is on the website at makinglifebrighter.com. So feel free to go there and check it out and see if you'd like to use that for your business or have it at home. Or if you just want a scan, you can certainly call us and we'll set up a scan for you. So now we're back with more Nancy Levin. And Nancy has a really, really fun part of her book at the end, and I won't tell you what that is. You're going to have to go read this, but let's just say it's a bit like a good release. And it's a fantastic thing that she actually went and tried, and it was one of the things that helped her kind of move through and out to the other side. And so this is great. I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of chat groups online about this. Have you done it? Have you done it? Did you do it? I can see it now, like all over. It's fantastic. And so you'll want to go and get this book or give it to a friend or give it to a girlfriend. Jump in Your Life Will Appear, an inch-by-inch guide to making a major change. And Nancy was saying earlier that she had written poetry, and she does. And she has a great gift for poetry. And so I'd love for you, Nancy, to read us one of your poems, please.
Thank you. I am going to actually read the poem that ends the book. And it's called Unbound. We may never know how we hold all we can, or how the light catches us when we are out of breath. It's a sign of healing to be feeling again. The real breakthrough can only arise from heartbreak. That which ails cures, reminding us that it's always about beginning and then beginning again. As the waves crash me, I trust the sand to polish my edges smooth, dissolving denial, revealing real, while courage and confidence ignite my core. Contraction and expansion let the light stream in, and the stillness, after so much thrashing about, allows the body to wring the sorrow out. As freedom floods, shadows may persist. Know your undertow as you alchemize the dark. And remember that you always have the strength to choose how to engage. The clouds unveil the view when you are ready to climb. Now it's time to notice the miraculous moments in your life as they are happening. This is the making of me, and we will walk courageously into daybreak from the night, shining our light together.
Thank you. That is so beautiful. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you write that before, during, or after?
That came after. That was after I was already through.
Fantastic. I can't say thank you enough for being with us today, because your book is a real treat and you are a real treat from the inside out. This has been phenomenal. Thank you. And,
thank you.
You know, bless you for your courage to move through those things. This is huge. And so where do you go now? What's next?
Well, you know, the big jump for me recently was leaving my job at Hay House, being out on my own, coaching and speaking, and I'm working on another book that won't come out till 2016. And I've got my speaking engagements coming up and my coaching groups, and I'm loving it.
Wow, you are busy. So I ask people this question: what makes your life brighter?
What makes my life brighter? Two things that I can think of. One is waking up early in the morning and having that quiet time just for me with my journal. And another is taking time each day to be outside. And in Boulder, I'm lucky that it's mostly outside in the sunshine.
Really
being able to be outside in nature.
That's a beautiful place to be in nature. And you're lucky because you get a little bit of all the seasons there.
I do.
Yes. Thank you so much, Nancy. This has been a gift for all of us, and hopefully you'll come back and visit us again one day.
I'd love to.
This is with Nancy Levin, author of Jump and Your Life Will Appear, an inch-by-inch guide to making a major change, and maybe we can all write Nancy a note and have her publish a book of poetry soon. You can find her books on her website at www.nancylevin.com. You can go on to amazon.com, and I think at Barnes & Noble, too. Is that correct?
That's right.
Awesome. This has been wonderful. Thank you for sharing your tragedy, which turned into a gift, and will help many people the world over. So thank you so much, Nancy, for being with us. This is Making Life Brighter, and we'll be back next week with more exciting information, education, and upliftment for you. Thank you for listening, and you can find us at www.makinglifebrighter.com.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out.
You are my rose.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.